Hi, Rebels. This Financial Literacy Month, Rebel Girls teamed up with Greenlight, the debit card and money app for families, to bring you everything you need to be smart with your money and build healthy habits that last a lifetime. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids learn to make smart choices with every penny, whether you're saving for something special or learning to invest. Greenlight gives kids the power to be independent, and grown-ups can trust that their kids have money wherever they are. Sign up at greenlight.com/rebelgirls to get your first month at no cost and start building money confidence for life.
This is Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls.
Welcome to Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. I'm Sadie from Nashville, Tennessee. I'm 7 years old, and I'm interviewing Tatiana Maslany, who was the narrator of last week's episode of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls. If you haven't heard last week's episode, now is a good time to go back and check it out. Tatiana, would you like to introduce yourself?
Hi, I'm Tatiana Maslany. I'm an actor. I am a feminist, and I love food and cartoons.
What's an invention you couldn't live without?
The invention that I couldn't live without is actually very connected to Hetty, because Wi-Fi for me, or internet connection, is the way that I get to talk to my family who live in another country. I get to keep up with my friends who also live very far away from me. It's like my connection to the people I love the most. So that I could definitely not live without.
Hetty felt her beauty got in the way. Have you felt that way?
I have never felt that way. I love how I look. I love who I am in the world. But I've never felt like the way that I look was so beautiful that it has stopped people from taking me seriously. I never had that struggle. However, I did have the struggle of being very small and very young looking. And that would sometimes get in the way of people taking me seriously because people thought I was a kid. And then sometimes I dress like a kid, and so then they continue to think that. So I'm not doing myself any favors.
What does it mean to be a rebel girl?
To me, being a rebel girl is embracing the things that you feel are weird about you and, like, loving them and doing them full out and expressing yourself in all of the ways that you want to without asking permission or waiting for someone to tell you you can or somebody to show you how to do it. For me, yeah, being a rebel girl is embracing your weirdo and loving your weirdo.
Tell us about your girlhood.
My girlhood happened in the plains of Saskatchewan, Canada. So I spent a lot of time outside on the street playing ball games, playing tag until I was way too old to be doing it. I'd still play like hide and seek with my friends in like fields when we were very much too old to do it. And also I often made movies or claymations with my brothers. We would spend summers doing that or making music together. We were always creating something. I also had a group of friends who I did improv fight club with. So we get together in a park and do improv for each other. So it was like a very joyfully nerdy girlhood. And I also never totally felt comfortable in the idea of what people said a girl should be or look like or how she should talk or how she should dress. So I was always kind of at odds with that, but kind of appreciated myself being a little bit of an outsider.
Thanks, Tatiana. If you like the show, please leave a review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you listen and share it with all of your friends. Stay Rebel!
Can't get enough of Rebel Girls? Well, luckily, the Rebel Girls app is now completely free. That's right. You can listen to the entire library of Goodnight Stories for Rebel Girls ad-free. Plus, check out the app's cool features like activities, trivia, custom playlists, and more. All parent-trusted and kids-safe. Find out more at rebelgirls.com/audio and download the Rebel Girls app today. Thanks for listening.